Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's track some news history from 1917, the year before the great Spanish flu epidemic. A list of Chelan attributes included no blind pigs and a telephone exchange of 300 subscribers. Interesting. In February, Germany declared unrestricted submarine warfare. Then in March, the Ruby Theater, having a Spud matinee, they charged three nice, big, smooth potatoes for admission. The potatoes would then be donated to charity. In June, it was reported that a new entrant into the tractor field is an attachment. It fits the Ford machine, converting it from a pleasure car into a piece of machinery within 15 minutes. You just remove the rear wheels of the Ford and place in their stead the giant wheels of the former tractor, replacing the need for four horses. In August, a front page article detailed instructions for knitting socks for men at the front. Another article reports Red Cross ladies assembled and shipped three boxes of medical dressings. Chelan at that time had nearly 100 Red Cross members. In October, citizens urged to save on wheat, meat, fat, and sugar. We will have to make sacrifices if the soldiers in the trenches do not become unfit through reduced rations. Eating more fruits, vegetables, and fish is recommended. Interestingly, in the around the world, we found that in April, the U.S. declared war on Germany and entered the World War I. In October, the Dutch dancer Mata Hari was executed by a firing squad for spying for Germany during World War I. In December, Boys Town was founded by Father Edward Flanagan outside of Omaha, Nebraska. In December, the 18th Amendment authorizing prohibition of alcohol was approved by the U.S. Congress and sent to the states for ratification. Interestingly, some celebrities, or soon-to-be celebrities, were announced. Ella Fitzgerald, the singer, John F. Kennedy, former or future president of the United States, and Andrew Wyeth, the painter. And that's the story for this week, folks. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.